This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9. BJ
wow.
Jamie Morning Show.
We just figured something out.
What's that?
This is crazy. So you know how my son, I said while I was passed out, he snuck in my room and changed my sleep number setting?
He felt he was doing the right thing for mom because mom's all sore from Pilates and he thought a stiffer bed with a sleep number was a better route to go.
So Sean did some investigative report. Sean, let's go live to Sean in the live action news cam.
Sean?
He's
yeah.
a PI.
Yes.
So,
well,
yeah, go ahead.
No, you walked in the room and asked me a question.
Yeah, I was thinking about it because you said he had snuck into your room, and I felt that was a little intrusive, and I didn't feel like that was kind of his MO, but maybe I don't know him. But then I realized you have one of those sleep number smart beds, and does he have an app that he can change your sleep number settings from another room?
Yeah. He does.
Yeah,
this is crazy because guess what? When they set up my sleep number bed, they asked me if I wanted the app. Well, that's when I had that white phone that was all cracked to pieces.
Old
and
one.
It, oh my God, it would power down. It was an old one. It was before I did T-Mobile endorsements and got a new phone. And so we would crack up because that phone would never do anything right.
Right.
And so I said, why don't we install the app on my son's phone? Because they needed to do that to set up the bed if I wanted that. And so my son's like, I don't want a sleep number app on my phone. And I'm like, you zip it. I pay for this phone. You're putting it on there. And so he did. So Sean's right. From the other room, from his bedroom, he changed it.
Now, I would guess he's done it before.
I bet you're right.
I would guess he's done it because if he knew to do it that quickly, he's been playing with that sleep number for a while.
Great point.
Yeah. He's been messing with mom for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah. And now he's popped. He's busted.
I know. Is that hilarious? I didn't even think about that. Oh, my God. So crazy.
Yeah,
anyway.
Weisenheimer.
Weisenheimer's right.
Yeah. Now, a couple of suggestions. Here on the Texanado, CryoCare.
Yeah, I'm going to do that today.
You got to get down there because that's what it's all about, right?
Well, and you know, Christy goes to Castle Rock, Snyder, as you call her.
Snyder.
Because she's in that boot camp.
Yeah.
And she goes to CryoCare right after. Well, I didn't. I went and picked up my son instead. And so I should have gone right to the chamber.
That probably would have made a big difference
for
you, right?
Well, think about it. The athlete. Yeah. You know, I am an athlete.
That's
but
true.
All the remember they even had to fill them back up at training camp,
right.
The cryo chambers, because they used it so much?
Yeah, well, you have to go down there and literally get in line with the Broncos.
Well, they have their own at the training
I'm
camp.
I'm just saying.
Oh, okay. Yeah, because they showed that big truck of them filling them back up.
Yeah.
Because they use them so much, the cryo chambers. So, good idea. I mean, I know about it, but I just, that's been. Yeah.
Well, you're in so much pain, can't even think.
Can't
think straight.
And it's stupid to lay in bed, too, because that just doesn't make it feel better at all.
Yeah, you're better off getting up and moving, but it hurts so much that you just don't want to move.
It's so
It's tough.
It's so bad.
Have you taken any pain medication?
Yeah, the magnesium.
No pain medication.
Oh, I didn't know.
Like a Tylenol or Advil or Aleve.
No, none of that.
It might help.
What is it?
Or an Oxycontin.
Sean, I've never taken a painkiller.
Well, we were just
Would you suggest snorting it or smoking it?
Well, if you want
That was
get
not
it,
a good suggestion.
Fast. Oh.
The only time I've ever taken a pain medication is after I had a baby.
Because we were just listing off stuff.
Because he was 10 pounds, if you get what I mean.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a big baby.
Yeah, that was a big
old baby.
Yeah. I'm not a pill billy. I mean, the pills are, except, wait, I'm not a pill billy.
Take it and leave is not a pill billy.
No, he said Oxycontin.
Oh, yeah, well, he's way off base. He lives in a whole different drug world.
No, right?
Yeah.
You're talking on the counter. He's talking like in the alley.
Speaking of drugs, did you see that meltdown that Elon Musk had? Yesterday?
No, what happened?
Oh my gosh. This guy, he claims he's on pills. They say that he's taking acid. All kinds of crap. He had a meltdown yesterday. He went, Sean, if you can find it, I don't know if there's audio or not, But it, and this just dawned on me. I was reading it yesterday that he had a complete meltdown, and he literally went out and asked somebody to please come and take his job.
Really?
He wants out.
When he did that thing with manipulating the stocks, when he said that, when he texted, I'm going to take the company private, there was an actress that came forward and said he did that when he was tripping on acid.
Yeah, Azalea, what's her name, Banks or something?
Yeah.
Or something.
So she said, oh my God, I went over there just to hang out with him. And the next thing I know, he's like freaking out because he had just tweeted that.
And he claims that he doesn't even know who she is, that he's never met her before in his life. That was his defense.
Wow.
But she said, I was at his house with him and his girlfriend. He had a complete meltdown. The guy, he got on Twitter. He was on acid when he put that stuff out there. And then yesterday, you have to start believing her side of the story because of what he did yesterday. The guy literally went off the hinges yesterday.
Really?
And they say the company is in a world of trouble now.
Well, yeah.
And then somebody from the company, an ex-employee, came out and said drug use inside their facility in Nevada is out of control. They're dealing drugs, he said.
Wow, they're even crying? He was crying?
Yeah.
I'm just looking at what Sean's looking at.
It's
tearful. Elon Musk's meltdown. Tesla CEO asks for someone to take his job. Admits he relies on Ambien and that friends worry about his health. But claims he was not on weed when he sent privatization tweet, whatever, amid concerns about his drug use.
Well, she never claimed you were on weed. She said you were on acid.
Man, all right, we'll figure this out. We'll find out.
Isn't that wild, though?
Yes.
I mean, here's a company, and I know you are a big fan of the Tesla car.
I love how it looks.
I have a buddy of mine that just bought one.
Yeah, and I love that it doesn't seem like the breakdowns and all that will be the same. If you look in that engine and all that, I mean, you literally, the only thing they have to fix is a battery.
There's no engine.
It's crazy.
Under the hood, there's no engine.
It's nothing.
When you go to the truck, there's no engine. It's just electric. It's just a battery, basically, and an electric motor in there.
And they keep everything in the cockpit so simple.
It is unbelievable. When you look inside the car, it's so bizarre. There's no dash of instruments. You don't have any, like, you don't have a speedometer. You don't see a gas hand. You don't need it.
It's beautiful.
It's unbelievable. It almost looks like the inside of, like, a golf cart.
Yeah, but yet it's also futuristic, it doesn't explain. If you ever get a chance, go to Park Meadows Mall because they have a Tesla store, and you can go in and set it in them and push all the buttons and stuff. You'll freak out.
You know, somebody's going to have to take this company away from him.
I know, he's falling apart.
If he continues on this path that he's on, this is going to be bad for
the board of directors will just kick him on the curb.
Because you got to figure that the guy is on to something with these cars.
Yeah,
I mean, they're too sleek. They're too, they're fast
and light.
You don't need gasoline. I mean, it's a great idea, but I don't know where he's headed with this.
It said Tesla. Oh, can you scroll back to the top? Sorry, right there. It says Tesla board members believe the 47-year-old billionaire's uses of recreational drugs are kind of bringing down the company.
Wow.
Yes.
And he was crying.
He admitted that he uses Ambien and has not taken more than a week off since 2001. Oh, wow. I don't know. He said, this has been the most difficult and most painful year of my career.
Hmm. And he says, it's only going to get worse.
And now federal securities authorities are investigating if his tweet misled investors. So he might be in trouble with the...
Oh, jeez. All right, well, if you're having a bad Friday already, just think of Elon Musk.
Right? That's a great... but he's so rich.
That guy's so loaded.
He's so rich.
And he gets, and I've been saying this for a long time, the guy gets so much money from the government because he's considered a guy that is environmentally, trying to save the planet with these cars being electric, that he gets these stipends from the government. He gets tons of money.
Yep.
And that's how he continues to move forward with these cars.
But then he has a brother that lives in Boulder that dresses funny.
Yeah. That's got nothing to do with this.
Yes, he does. And then his mom.
What was his name? Kevin or Kendall?
It's something. It's weird. It's like, I don't know. But he dresses funny.
And he just got married.
Yeah, he got married. He lives in Boulder. And he is, what do they call that? Not extravagant. It's the other word.
Eccentric.
Yeah. So eccentric. With his little skinny jeans and his cowboy hat.
Sean, did you take a smart pill this morning?
No.
No kidding. It's amazing.
DJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice. 105.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.